What is up, guys? My name's Jordan. I'm with my old man, Howie, and welcome to episode 16 of the Jacobs Dynasty Sports Podcast.
Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us again. Episode 16, don't know where time goes. You're joining us. We're joining you. We're sitting in the living room on the couch. That's what we do at night, just hanging out. We got our dog Jax next to us. Got the Knicks game on TV. You know, we're going to flip around between some of the games that are on. Knicks Bulls. Knicks are winning 18-8. AEW Wrestling on 37. We got to pop in and check that every once in a while. So let's kick off the show talking about something a little bit different than what we talked about in the past. And then we'll move on to our Super Bowl preview. This past weekend, Royal Rumble.
I mean, what can I say? Edge coming in at number one, defeating 29 other men and winning it all. I mean, it's always nice to see Edge on top after retiring for 10 years and then coming back and winning it all against Randy Orton, who were the final two. The crazy thing is, they were both the first and second contestant. Randy Orton goes down, and then they're the last two contestants.
Yeah, Randy Orton, they pulled the old injury keeps him out of the Rumble until there's like four guys left.
Cliche.
And you just knew it. You know it when they're like, he's really hurt, Randy Orton, he's limping, he needs assistance. But as Jordan mentioned, not only does Edge come back after being out, I think, since like 2013 or maybe longer, tore his bicep last year in his second match back against Randy Orton. Listen, it's nice to see him get the win. You know, the internet is saying that he's going to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Battle of the Spears.
I guess at some level it's the Battle of the Spears, but I'm a bigger fan of using the Royal Rumble to develop new guys. I get that Edge has been out for a long time and injured, and he was popular back in the day. He's going to lose to Roman Reigns most likely. They're not taking the belt off of Roman Reigns at this point. He's the number one guy. In fact, they're more likely to turn him good, which is going to happen at some point. And then Roman Reigns, it's a classic wrestling formula. He'll be more popular than he ever was, similar to what they've done with The Rock and other guys earlier in their careers. But, you know, overall, a very good show put on by WWE. Kicks off WrestleMania season.
I think the best match of the night had to be Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens, beating the absolute SHIT out of each other.
No, they definitely did. And Kevin Owens, he's one of those guys, he's just a dynamo to me in that he can fall from a forklift 20 feet in the air onto a table and land his ass perfectly so it breaks the table, but it doesn't break Roman Reigns in half.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to tell you guys, you know, you talk about wrestling and being scripted and stuff like that, but you got to be prepared to, you know, handle yourself appropriately like a Hollywood stuntman if you can get through that. If you are a wrestling fan or you've ever been a wrestling fan, which we're not the biggest wrestling fans at this point, but it's almost like once a wrestling fan, always a wrestling fan, the time in between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania is really the best time of the year.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of things to look forward to, especially, well, if we assume Edge is facing Roman Reigns, who's going to face Drew McIntyre? A lot of speculation. I mean,
I think AJ Styles would be interesting. I don't know who else. Hopefully they're not rolling anybody else out. But Jordan, our theme song, you didn't even mention the rumors.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it because everyone was, not everyone, but I, along with many other people, were speculating that we could see a CM Punk return after 8 years of, or 7 years of quitting WWE, but because even on Twitter, he was saying, I have to quarantine for a special job.
Yeah.
And he did go back to wrestling. It just wasn't WWE.
As I've told Jordan, Jordan has said he's going to cry the day CM Punk comes back. He's coming back. It's just a question of when. Because there's one thing that's certain in wrestling, like death and taxes. At the end of the day, even if you have a falling out with the WWE or WWF, you can make money. And you can make money. They will have you come back no matter how much they dislike you. You know, Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, you know, WrestleMania 20. These guys got booed out of the arena. And I know it because I was there with my father. And at the end of the day, now both of these guys have been back multiple times and have gotten paid big money. Brock Lesnar might be the highest paid guy in the history of the WWE. But again, we'll talk about anything on this show, anything that interests Jordan and I. You know, hopefully it's interesting to you. Again, we've got the basketball games on TV. The basketball season's continuing to roll along. It seems like they're past, knock on wood, a little bit of some of the COVID postponements. I saw today that their testing protocol yielded no positive tests. So hopefully it'll be a little bit smoother sailing for the NBA going forward. Do want to mention, as it relates to the card market, which we do talk about from time to time, it looks like the Prizm base card market is starting to settle down a little
bit. For basketball.
For basketball, starting to settle down a little bit. At the end of the day, even Luka's base card is coming down. And, you know, at the end of the day, you need to win. You need to win games. The Mavericks are on like a 5 or 6 game losing streak right now. So people start to say, Luka's great. But if he's not making the playoffs, you know, what's his future like?
And as a Knicks fan, we are not complaining because we do have the Mavericks pick this year in the draft.
Well, we're not complaining. And also when you see Kristaps Porzingis, he's injury prone. The Knicks, listen, we don't expect the Knicks to necessarily make the playoffs this year, but the improvement they've shown up to this point in the season and the development of some of their younger players is probably the biggest positive. But what I was going to say as it relates to the card market, now's the time in the season where you start to look at guys who have a chance to make the All-Star team, who have a chance to be in the MVP race. We talked a little bit about it last week. Joel Embiid. Going into the season, Jordan and I bought a Joel Embiid Prizm base card. Low pop, by the way. Low pop. For $310. We flipped it for $490 a couple weeks later. I think it's in the $700 range. And if you look at that card compared to the Joker's card, the Joker's base Prizm is selling in the $1,500 range. So to me, Joel Embiid is a guy. Again, one of the reasons we sold him is because he's been injury prone in the past. You know, we have like a formula we like to use in terms of flipping cards with the money we can make. But he is a guy. Donovan Mitchell's another guy. Probably going to make the All-Star team this year. Devin Booker's another guy. But those are the opportunities you want to look at this point in the season. I will say this. Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies, team to keep an eye on. They've been playing well. Jordan, what do you think about some of the things going on in the NBA right now?
No, I mean, I think one of the big things we like to talk about, or we don't like to talk about, is the Nets' progression this season. They got miraculously beaten by the Wizards, which was one of the craziest endings I've ever seen to a game. And then they also beat the Clippers yesterday in a hard-fought battle game. If I'm looking long-term and I have my prediction for the championship, I still have the Lakers just because I was listening to First Take today and Max Kellerman said the Lakers got all these three things: powerhouse offense, lockdown defense, and they can come up in clutch moments. And when you look at the Nets and Clippers, the Clippers have a great offense, probably the best in the league so far this year. They have one of the best defenses with Kawhi and Paul George, but have they been able to come up big in the past? Name the last time they made a Western Conference Finals. Never.
They haven't.
They didn't make a Western Conference Finals. They lost to the Nuggets.
But what I'm saying is last year was the first year that Paul George and Kawhi played together.
I know, but still, when you look at the team, I mean, first-year coach. I'm sure that the Clippers are going to be a top three seed in the West, but my money's still on the Lakers because when you got LeBron and AD, if you're watching LeBron this year, he doesn't try for the first three quarters. Then when he gets into fan interactions, he drops 20 in the fourth.
Well, interesting thing as it relates to the Lakers, and Jordan was pointing this out to me earlier tonight, chances are the Lakers are going to make a trade, probably for some sort of defensive type spark plug that can help them in the event, for example, they face off against maybe the Nets in the finals. You know, or maybe in the event they face the 76ers.
Well, yeah, I was saying towards the Nets or 76ers, because when you look at the Nets can't guard a center if their life depended on it. They have DeAndre Jordan as their starting center, who's like 38 and plays 15 minutes a game.
I think they started Jared Allen over him last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Jared Allen is gone. He's on the Cavaliers.
They started somebody else over him.
Maybe Jeff Green.
But I will tell you this about the Nets. They can outscore most teams. I mean, that was an impressive win last night.
It was.
And I think I saw some type of stat where the only, and I think there's 5 or 6 players in the NBA who are averaging more than 6 points in the fourth quarter. And the Nets have three of them.
Yeah, but you also got to remember when you're playing the full fourth quarter for all those three players, you're most likely going to have more points per game. Because when you look at LeBron and AD, they don't play the full fourth quarter. Joel Embiid doesn't play the full fourth quarter. Jokic may be ahead of them.
So you're saying that they're in there for all 12 minutes?
If you look at them, James Harden, KD, and Kyrie play 35 to 40 minutes a game. LeBron averages maybe 32. Yeah. AD maybe averages 33.
These guys, James Harden has been on the Nets for how many weeks now?
Two weeks,
maybe. Yeah. I mean, but you got to give them a chance. They got to get their rotations
I got to see them beat teams in the East with their new roster. I know they beat the 76ers in the past, but if they have a new team, I don't see how they're going to guard Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid has the ability to kick it out to his sharpshooters with Danny Green and Seth Curry, who make a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean.
And they're also like top three defensive team in the league, so.
Yep. No, listen, we'll see how that plays out, but you do have to give those guys a chance to gel.
Anyway, back to the Lakers. When we were talking about a trade, you got Marcus Gasol. Marcus Gasol, good outside shooter, doesn't really bring much to the table anywhere else. They got Montrezl Harrell off the bench, but when you think about a trade scenario, they could be trading for Andre Drummond, who, in my mind, I'm so shocked. He's only 27. He has a big I think it's his final year of his contract, but if the Lakers are willing to give up maybe Tucker, Kuzma, one of those guys for Drummond, that would be a good, maybe not Kuzma, but Tucker. I wouldn't see what the bad part about that trade would be because they're getting a top center who averages 15 rebounds a game. But then if you're looking at even bigger trades, Miles Turner, probably front runner for defensive player of the year right now. He gets blocks and steals, puts up points from everywhere on the court. And if the Pacers are willing to do that and the Lakers have enough assets with Kuzma, Tucker, and first-rounders, I think that would be a monster trade for them.
Well, when Anthony Davis plays, what position is he playing?
Power forward.
Okay, so Drummond would play center.
Center, yeah.
Yeah, no, listen, that would be an impressive addition to the team. And I'm sure they're going to try to improve as they try to make a run for two in a row. Trying to think of some of the other developments going on in the NBA in terms of teams and stuff. I mean, the Heat continue to play lackluster. Like we said, the Dallas Mavericks have been underachieving. I think the Denver Nuggets are starting to pull it together.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, you know, huge game tomorrow, Lakers-Nuggets. Yep. Big game. Lakers finally coming off the road after a 7-game road trip. LeBron even said he was exhausted. But why don't we turn over to Fred Van Fleet last night.
Wow.
Who had 11 three-pointers, 54 points, and he broke the record for the most amount of points scored in a game by an undrafted rookie.
Very impressive. You know, the Knicks were interested in him in the offseason. He went back to the Raptors at a little bit of a discount. They still have Kyle Lowry, but man, wow, did he pop off. What was he, 37 points in the first half?
Something like that.
10 of 11 from three-pointer. Listen, Siakam's been underwhelming this year. I mean,
so Fleet's annoying. Had the opportunity. He's very annoying.
So I don't know if like the Raptors have like sort of that. You know, we talked about getting back to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. They won the NBA championship. They made a deep playoff run in the bubble. You know, you start to wear down a little bit at the end of the day. But Fred VanVleet certainly on the upswing. Yep. Another thing I wanted to point out, you know, a guy who's been maligned during his career, but everybody knows he could put up buckets. Carmelo Anthony moved into 14th on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Hard to believe, but if Melo keeps playing, he's going to be in the top 10 of scorers in the NBA, you know, which is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, he's a surefire Hall of Famer, you know?
Yep, definitely. You want to turn over to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, it's a couple days away, and I think it's been a little bit not as hyped as it was in previous years. I mean, we're at Wednesday right now. I've barely seen anything related to the Super
Bowl. I'm excited.
No, I'm definitely excited. We're always excited. Last game of the season, great matchup. I'm just saying, without your typical media week, you know, seeing Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes sitting in a room with three white walls, answering questions to one reporter at a time or a handful of reporters at the time, it just doesn't have the same feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading an article about they have limited tickets. I think they're only giving 20,000 tickets to the game. 7,500 are going to first responders who have received the vaccine for COVID. I'm sure Tampa's going to be hopping a little bit, but certainly nothing compared to your typical Super Bowl.
No, yeah, definitely. I think we talked about it last week. We both had the Chiefs in it. some big news, actually. I read today that the barber of the Kansas City Chiefs actually was found to be positive with corona midway cutting a haircut. And if you actually go on Twitter...
How does that happen, that it's midway? Did he take a test?
He took a test before, and they found his result midway through a haircut. And one of the Chiefs players actually made his new profile picture half his hair. Because that's his haircut for the game. The right side of his hair is
there. You could go to a different barber, I mean.
Well, I know, but pretty funny when you look at it, but...
They probably have these guys quarantined at this point, although I think the Chiefs aren't even flying into Tampa until Friday. Not that it's that big of a trip. But listen, you know, let's not understate this matchup. I mean, you've got, I don't even think it's arguably anymore, probably the greatest NFL player of all time going against the would-be up-and-comer, you know. And don't think for a second that Tom Brady isn't thinking about the fact that if Mahomes gets back-to-back Super Bowls...
He's a third of the way there.
...with the nucleus around him. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's younger than Brady was when he won his first Super Bowl.
Yeah, he would be 20... I think he would be 500 days younger than Brady. Yes. No. For two Super Bowls, Brady was 26 and 300 days.
Yeah.
And Mahomes is like barely 25.
If you don't think this stuff matters to these guys, then you're not thinking enough. It's like Jordan and I were listening to another podcast this weekend of one of the foremost NBA reporters, Brian Windhorst, and he was talking about the fact that during the bubble last summer, LeBron James was openly lobbying the press about getting another MVP, saying that at the end of the day, voted Giannis in again, and Giannis isn't even winning in the playoffs yet.
Even past second round.
No, I know. And listen, LeBron has a right to do that, but all I'm pointing out is at the end of the day is these guys care, and don't think that Tom Brady wouldn't like anything more to get his seventh Super Bowl, stop Mahomes from getting two in a row, which... Two in a row hasn't been done since the Patriots. They did it back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't happen that often. I mean, besides the Patriots, I can remember, I think the Cowboys won 3 out of 4 in the 90s, but you just don't see it a lot. I mean, and by the way, that makes the Buffalo Bills, I know they never won a Super Bowl, but getting back to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row, even though they lost every time, I mean, it's impressive. But listen, these teams are ready to go. They both have a lot to play for. I expect it to be an interesting game, a great game. We talked about it last week. I think our money, even though we're not putting money on the game, is probably still on the Chiefs. But at the end of the day, I think it's safe to say we would not be surprised if the Buccaneers somehow found a way to pull it out.
I'll be surprised. Okay. Just because Mahomes, Kelce, and Hill, I don't know how you're stopping all of them.
But fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think if there's anything else that we wanted to hit on.
Want to talk about your pop culture thing of the day? After last week, we talked about Cobra Kai. Any pop culture you want to spew on the youth?
I don't know. I don't know. Spewing on the youth. When there's a 29-year difference between you and your son, you know, he calls it spewing on the youth. I think we talked about a little bit earlier, you know, this past weekend, Golden Auctions had one of the biggest cumulative auctions of NBA cards, sports cards, I think ever. You know, obviously one of the highlights was the two Michael Jordan PSA 10 rookies, which sold for over $700,000 each. And those weren't even the cards that got the most money. I think there was like a Luka Gold that went. There was a Giannis patch rookie that went. And then today we saw that Logan Paul is doing some sort of Pokemon box
break.
He bought
six of the booster boxes that he bought one in October, September or October, opened it. He bought six of them now for a total of $2 million. And is opening them February 27th for the 25th anniversary.
I think it's like Pokemon Day. And he's doing it with Ken Golden from Golden Auctions, who now has become, you know, a pretty high-profile guy because he's the one whose auction house does all these high-end auctions.
Yep. But
I'm trying to think of what else related to pop culture. I think there's that. And I think just in general, what that says, whether it's Pokemon or some of these other cards, everything that's old becomes new again.
Yep.
Okay.
Whether it's video games, movie, characters, anything.
Yep.
But on that note,
I want to thank everybody for joining us again. I think, you know, for the next couple of episodes, we're going to start doing these quick hits, you know, where you don't have to set aside 40 to 45 minutes of your time. You know, during the NFL season, Jordan used to get a little annoyed when we would do like the NFL rundown. And before you turned around, it's like a 40, 45 minute show. You know, here we're going to quick hit a little bit, a couple different things and stuff like that. But we love when everybody joins us. We love when we listen. I've gotten feedback from some of my friends that I haven't seen in a while. They see the link on LinkedIn that Jordan's been posting. They listen to the show and they really enjoy it. We just want to thank you guys. We appreciate you listening. Please tell anybody you know if you think they might find it interesting to listen. You're talking about a 20-minute show.
Yep. Thank you guys again for listening. Be on the lookout. We may post another episode for the Super Bowl, just a full-on Super Bowl talk episode with maybe NBA splattered a little bit in there, but...
Splattered.
Yeah, but thank you guys for listening.
Splattered and spewing.
Be sure to like, tell your friends, and be on the lookout for another giveaway because we got one coming up. So thank you guys again.
Have a good night.
Good point. 30.